This is KCUR 89.3. The four teenagers running for governor of Kansas have been getting national and even international attention. Their entry into the race is easily one of those irresistible, feel-good human interest stories. But as KCUR's Jim McLean reports, there may be more to these rookie candidates than meets the eye.
16, soon-to-be 17-year-old Jack Bergeson from Wichita was the first of the high schoolers to announce. And the national media loved it. Jimmy Kimmel had him on, so did Fox News. But host Jesse Waters treated him like a novelty act, teasing him about wearing a polo shirt instead of a jacket and tie for the interview.
Do you ever think about putting the collar up on the polo?
No, I don't really. I'm not a huge fan of that look, actually.
Whoa. You just made your first campaign faux pas. Never come on Waters World and insult the pop collar. But I'll let you slide because I know you're a political rookie.
Okay, so Bergeson and his fellow teen candidates are a bit of a novelty. But that doesn't mean they're not also serious. Here's Bergeson talking recently to a group of his peers at Lawrence's Free State High School about why he's running for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination and why voters of any age should support him.
I think shaking up the establishment will help everyone. I will come in and I will not be bought by the corporation, and I will have a clean slate to truly fight for the people of Kansas, and I think that's why everyone should give the four of us a shot.
If elected, Bergeson says his priorities would include a single-payer health system, stricter campaign finance laws, and the legalization of medical and recreational marijuana. Bergeson's friend, Republican Tyler Ruzick, a Shawnee Mission North High School student who looks younger than 17, is no less ambitious.
How's everybody doing today? Good? I just want for...
When it was his turn at the high school forum, Ruzick snatched the microphone from the podium to do what professional politicians call a walk and talk.
A good amount of you, and I'm going to be so excited to be participating in our nation's democracy for the first time, just like many of you.
Talking directly to students who, like him, will turn 18 in time for the election, he made his case.
It's pretty clear that our politicians have neglected us. We've been used by such people as Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, other mainstream political candidates. What we lack, rather, is someone who actually speaks for our concerns, someone who knows what we're going through. And I feel that that's where the four of us come into play, and myself in particular.
Ruzick, Bergeson, and the other two candidates, Libertarian Ethan Randellis from Wichita and Dominic Scavuzzo from Leawood, all say they're running because older, traditional candidates are ignoring issues that are important to young people. Ending the war on drugs, ending discrimination based on race and sexual orientation, protecting the environment, and doing something to stop gun violence. Scavuzzo put it this way.
This needs to be a government that represents everyone, not just the 30-year-olds up. It needs to represent us too, because this is definitely our generation and our future that's at stake.
The political pros disagree about teenagers running. Republican Secretary of State and candidate for Governor Chris Kobach says while competing with high school students is, quote, amusing, it shouldn't be allowed. 2014 Democratic nominee for Governor Paul Davis has a different take.
As somebody who ran for governor, I know it's a big deal. You know, I admire anybody who's, you know, 16, 17, 18 years old who will jump into that.
But as much as Davis, who's now running for Congress, admires their moxie and thinks it's okay for them to run.
I won't say that I'm going to go so far as to vote for somebody who's that age.
Because, he says, to be a good governor, you need more than youthful passion and ideas. You need judgment, the kind you get from, quote, good, solid life experience. Ruzick, who has already raised enough money to get on the ballot, might agree that he's not ready to actually be governor. Not yet. But he says just having an opportunity to run and energize young voters is a win.
We can win this election without getting elected if our message of getting people out to vote and getting them to be voters, not just voting, but be voters, if that message carries out, then yeah, I think we can win this election.
That distinction of not just voting, but being voters is important. Ruzick says it means getting past partisan labels by studying the issues, questioning the candidates, and not settling for talking point answers. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Jim McLean.